Okay, today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Elu hein haniskalim. The following people, now that we've discussed how each of the Dalet Misos are carried out, so let's discuss who gets each of the Dalet Misos. So the following people are Chayv Skila, Habala Ein V'Alesh Sa'av, V'Ala Kala, V'Ala Zachar, V'Ala Behema, someone who sleeps with his own mother, or with his father's wife, even if it's not his mother, or with his daughter-in-law, or with a man, or with an animal. So you commits homosexuality or bestiality, the isha hamavias a behema, a woman who commits bestiality, v'magadef, someone who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ovid rachman al son, v'ovid avod zara, someone who is ovid avod zara, who worships avod zara, v'anosin mizar al molech, someone who hands over his kids to the molech avod zara, ubal ov yidoni, someone who does ov and yidoni type of practices which involves some sort of communication with dead people, v'machal a Shabbos, someone who's Mechal Shabbos, Mechal love the emo, someone who curses his mother or father, Vahaba al Nara Murasa, someone who sleeps with a woman who has erusin with another man. So it's a form of Eshes Ish, Vahamesis, someone who leads someone else to do Avodah Zarah, Vahamadiach, someone who causes an entire town to worship Avodah Zarah, Vahamachashev, someone who practices Kishuf, which is a type of black magic, Ubein Soru Mora, and a Ben Soru Mora, which has many, many qualifications. We'll have a whole parak about it. Habal aim, someone who sleeps with his mother, chayev la mishum av umishum eshes av. He's chayev both for sleeping with his mother, mishum aim umishum eshes av, for two things: one for sleeping with his mother, and one for eshes av. Now it does make a difference in terms of misa, but in terms of karbanos, it makes a difference because he violated two separate isurim, and therefore he needs two separate karbanos. Reb Yudo Marenu chayev mishum aim bilvat. No, if he slept with his mother, he only has to bring one carbon chatas for having slept with his mother, nothing, no separate chatas for his father's wife. And Rabbi Yehuda learns this from a pasuk, that if you do one maisa that happens to involve multiple averos, there's only one carbon that's brought. Haba aleshas av, someone who sleeps with his father's wife, chayv ala mishumesh av, mishumesh zish, also two carbonos, one for aleshas av, and one because she's a married woman, whoever, regardless of who she's married to. She's Neshesh. It's also to sleep with one's father's wife, whether the father's alive or whether the father's already dead, so they're not married anymore because the father's dead. And whether the father had Erison with her or Nisun with her. Habal kalaso, someone who sleeps with his daughter-in-law, chayv mishum kalaso mishum eshes ish, is chayv for two things: one for one carbon chatas for the fact that it's his daughter-in-law, another carbon chatas for the fact that she's a married woman. Bein b'chayv bino bein le'achar misas bino, whether it's during his son's lifetime or after his son dies, bein min erusin bein min nisuin, and whether it's from erusin or nisuin. Habal azachar v'al behema, someone who sleeps with another man or with an animal, v'isham v'yas a behema, or a woman who sleeps with an animal. So the im adam chata behema machata. So the person did an aver. What did the animal do? Meaning the Torah, when it describes these things, says that we kill the animal too. So the Mishnah says, I don't get it. What did the animal do wrong? Elfi shabas adam takala al yada. The animal didn't have to do anything wrong. It's just that through this animal, a terrible thing was done by a person. Lefichach amar kasav tisakel. And that's why the Torah says that the animal gets skila. Davar acher shote abe. Another explanation is that we have to reason we have to kill the animal is so that the animal shouldn't be walking the street and people will say, oh look, this is the animal that caused this person to be stoned, and that would be a bizayon to the guy who did the avera and to his entire family. Mishnah Hey, the Hamagadev. So again, elaborating on each of the things for which you are chayv skila. So someone who curses Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachman al son, inu chayv. Is only going to be chayiv if he explicitly said the shame Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, b'chol yom danan ha'edim b'kinoi. Every day of the trial of the Megadev, when we discuss with the Edim, we use a nickname for Shem Hashem. Yaka Yosi es Yosi. Instead of saying Hashem, we'll call it Yosi, because we don't want to use the terminology of Hashem's name in describing the cursing. Nigmar Adin, but once there's a Gemar Din and they're ready to paskin lo hargan bikinoy. They don't kill a person with by having edus where it never actually said what the fellow said. El motzim kol adam l'chutz, but it'll be a chil Hashem to have everyone around listening to a repetition of the blaspheming of the name of Hashem. So what we do is we get everybody out of the room. V'sholim es hagadol shebena, and we ask the more gadol of the two witnesses, the greater of the two witnesses, ra'umlo emor masha shemata beferish, and we say, okay, now repeat exactly word for word what you heard. V'hu omer, and he says it. V'adayanim omdem al raglehem, and the dayanim all stand up. V'koriv lo ma'achin, and they tear their clothing, and they never sew up that tear. V'asheni omer afani kamo, and the second guy says, I heard the same thing that guy said. V'ashlishi omer afani kamo, and if there happens to be a third aid, he says, I heard the same thing that guy said as well. And meaning the second and third guy don't have to repeat the actual content of the Megadif, of exactly what words he said. They could just confirm that they heard the same thing as the other guy. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet, we went through a long list of people who are Chayiv Skila, and then we started going through some of the details. And specifically, we spoke about whether when one does so b'shogeg, and he sleeps with a person for whom he should be Chayiv two Skilas, two Chataos, so do you bring two Karbanos or not? So, for example, a mother is both a mother and an Eshes Aviv. Eshes Av is both Eshes Av and an Eshes Ish. Your daughter-in-law is both the Eshes Bino and Eshes Ish. So we discuss whether you chayv two chataos or one, and then the end of the Mishnah spoke about why it is that the animal gets stoned in a case of bestiality. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that when having the din Torah of the Megadev, we don't have the witnesses as we're discussing the whole case. We never say exactly what they said. We always refer to Hashem with a kinui, but at the very, very end, when it comes time to execute, we have the gadol of the witnesses. We have everyone leave, and the gadol of the witnesses actually says word for word what he heard, and the other witnesses confirm that they in fact heard the same thing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parag Zayin, Mishnah Vav.